Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com. Welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-founder and co-host of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abusalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
I am good. It is like record highs here in New York City. And I'm learning that unlike in Texas, when it would get this hot, I was never really outdoors. But here you've got to walk places. You can't just, you know, hop like... the 5 feet into your air-conditioned car, back to the 5 feet into the air-conditioned restaurant.
Right, right, yeah.
So that's been a struggle, Matt. That's, but you know,
I'm here. I lived in Maine for a few years, and I remember one summer there was like a week where it got into the 90s, and what was interesting is there's no. I realized then there's no central air up there.
Yes.
And they were like, "Yeah, why would we have that?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess you're right." You know, so it's like. I just said, like, you really feel it a lot more up there than you do here in Texas, even though, you know, we will easily get to 100 degrees multiple days in a row. It is just not as stifling as it is in the Northeast.
Yes. Well, and, you know, and this is such a good segue into our mix today, because we wanted to make something that was, you know, to celebrate July 4th. You know, Matt and I are both in the United States, but we didn't want to do it in kind of a strictly... you know, let's pick patriotic songs or songs that people think are patriotic that we've covered before in our podcast that maybe aren't so.
Right.
So we came up with a pretty cool idea, which actually maps out our journeys through the United States and kind of tell a story about like where we began or where we ended up. It's almost like a road trip, but through the years. And so as a result, too, our format's going to change a little bit for like our themed mixes. And I'm going to go first with my first six songs, and then Matt will go second with his six picks. So I'm pretty excited for this mix. I had a lot of fun putting this one together.
Yeah, I realized, you know, when 4th of July was coming up, of course, my mix would have only included Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. You know, it would have just been, that would have just shown up six times. So I said, well, let's drill down a little bit. Let's get into maybe there's so many songs about all the different states. And obviously, this is not going to be a comprehensive list. But, you know, Samer and I always pick our songs apart from each other and then bring it all together. And we both sort of took the tack of, you know, kind of this theme throughout it, like Samer was saying, like that, you know, shows a journey that each of us have been on. So that's why we decided to change the format up. So that we're not breaking up that journey. Each of us can kind of walk the listeners through that and and listen to six great songs in a row picked by each of us. So Samer's going to start us off. So he's going to have the first six songs, and he kicks off with, much like his Desert Island disc, he's going to start off with the Foo Fighters. What Did I Do? God Is My Witness.
Yes. So this pick is actually from a really cool album and music documentary that I've mentioned a couple times called Sonic Highways. And the idea of Sonic Highways was that Foo Fighters literally traveled around the United States and recorded a song in each city that they visited in a like famous studio. So this was actually recorded in Austin. So my journey begins in Austin, Texas, in the United States, where I grew up and spent most of my life. And it was like such a cool episode. They had Gary Clark Jr. come on and do a solo in this song. And so, it was just really exciting to kind of see Austin be one of the featured musical towns, because if you're not, you know, you've probably heard if you lived in the U.S., but Austin is kind of a really cool music city. Like, it has like a great live music scene. And it's also something that I did not appreciate growing up there. It wasn't until much later. And it's funny because the lyrics kind of speak to that, too. One of the questions in there, or one of the lines in there, is stop, ask myself, what did I do? What did I do to deserve you? And it's this idea of like people who live in Austin and grew up in Austin, Gary Clark especially, he has a couple cool interviews with Dave Grohl, you know, just mentions that like thought of like, yeah, this is such an amazing city. Like, what did I do to deserve to live here? So I just loved this song, and I thought it was such a great opener to kind of showcase Austin.
Yeah, I didn't know all the backstory for this one. So, yeah, at first listening to this song, it was not readily apparent what state this was in reference to. But obviously the Sonic Highways connection makes that clear. But yeah, I mean, great song. And, you know, it's got the slash line in there, and it does kind of feel like two songs a little bit in one.
Yes.
I mean, there's definitely a big change in tempo there. And yeah, the way Dave Grohl, and maybe this is just his voice, but "What Did I Do to Deserve You," I kind of wrote down, I'm not sure if he sounds happy or sad about this, right?
Right, yes.
So, but that's, no, and I think that question could be asked either way. But no,
yes.
great song to start it off. And yes, Austin is a great music city, and hopefully we'll get down there at some point, you know, do some live shows or something.
I would love that. Yeah, that'd be great. The other line in here that I really liked is "Cross the River Finally." And that's actually, again, a lyric from Gary Clark Jr. mentioning how he grew up there, and the only time he would ever, like, cross the river — there's a river that runs through Austin — was to go visit his grandmother. And so, like, it was, again, this, like, he had a very similar upbringing to me, in that you grew up in this amazing town, there was all this stuff happening around you, and you're just completely unaware of it, which I think is a very common theme, you know, in cities around the world. You grow up a place, you have no idea what's in your neighborhood until people come and start to visit or talk to you about it. Like, oh, my God, you grew up in Austin, that's so cool. And I was like, was it? I don't know.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. So song two, we get a Gold Rush by Death Cab for Cutie. And I will admit, when I hear Gold Rush, the first thing I think of is California. But that's not really what this song is about, right?
Yes. I also thought it was California. I mean, you would think that. But it's actually about Seattle. So Ben Gibbard is, like, his adopted hometown is Seattle. Wrote a lot of music there, lived there for a while. And so I loved this one because, for two reasons. One, the first trip I ever took with my parents, I think I was like 13 or 14, that really stuck out to me in the United States, of like traveling to a place where when I came back home, I had this feeling of like, I don't want to live here anymore. I want to live somewhere else. Happened with Seattle, because I just fell in love visiting Seattle. Such a cool city, had such a like great vibe. Very, you know, Austin-like in a sense, right? It's kind of like has that alt techie space now.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love about the lyrics, the other reason I picked this, is because he's really just kind of lamenting the fact that there is, you know, there was a magic to this town, but then all of a sudden for them there was a gold rush. You know, their gold rush was like software and Starbucks and Boeing and like all these big companies moving there. And he just kind of feels that they're like they are ruining it because they're just paving over everything. And, you know, he mentions a line like building parking lots for cars underground. And my other like favorite lyric here is, I've ascribed these monuments a false sense of permanence. I've placed faith in geography to hold you in my memory, which, you know, he's kind of just thinking like, oh, like I thought these things were more permanent, but, you know, it's not. People are just coming in and changing everything. So I think, again, having grown up in Austin, which is seeing that same kind of explosion of population, it is kind of a bummer whenever there's a city that, you know, you grow up with and you really love, and you just feel it changing rapidly around you.
Yeah, and Seattle really is. It's fascinating. I went there 20 years ago, probably for a wedding, and then going back, you know, probably, you know, a handful of years ago, you go downtown and most of the buildings either belong to Amazon or Microsoft.
Right.
And, you know, they're brand new buildings. They're very well kept, all that stuff. But it's a very different downtown than the one I remember 20 years ago. So,
yes.
And Seattle's a really cool town, too. I mean, speaking
it
of
is.
Great towns for music, I mean, you go Austin and then to Seattle. So definitely a couple good starts there. Now, song three is more obviously about California. It is "Going to California" by Led Zeppelin. And what's funny is I wrote this note down. I never know the title to Led Zeppelin songs. I don't know if other people feel that way, but I feel like whenever someone's like, yeah, you know, such and such by Led Zeppelin, I'm also like, never heard of it. And then they'll start playing it. I'm like, well, yeah, of course I know this song. Right? I never know the title to Led Zeppelin songs. Yeah,
that's so funny. I have that problem, but I think with literally every song on the planet. Like, There's so many times my girlfriend has like a really good music knowledge. She grew up, you know, with a family that like taught them a lot about music, and she'll be like, oh, this song and this band, and I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And then we'll play it, like using my, you know, Siri, like tell her to play the song. I'm like, oh yeah, of course, I've heard this. So yeah, I just like cannot seem to remember song names, so I can commiserate with you on that. So going to California, one of my best friends I actually met online through AOL Instant Messenger. Yeah, let that
hold on. Explain to people what AOL is.
Right.
Just quick primer on America Online, and then
right.
We'll get back.
Well, it was that CD you'd get in the mail so that you could get online.
Okay, stop. Explain to everyone what a CD is, just real quick.
It's like a vinyl record, but smaller.
Jeez. Okay. Let's explain to everyone what a vinyl record is.
We can do this all day.
Yeah, we can do this all day.
I love that. So I was in an AOL chat room, really dating myself, and we were both in some room, and we started messaging each other as you do, and then, you know, like we just started becoming friends. Like I added her to my AIM buddies, and we started chatting, and then chatting turned to phone calls, and then phone calls eventually turned into a trip. And she lives out in California, right outside of Los Angeles. I don't know how my parents ever okayed this. I sometimes wonder if, again, if they were just like, oh, it's fine. I mean, he's already gotten this old. You know, I was like in 17 or 18, like, whatever, who cares?
I would question her parents. Like, how did her parents okay this? Because if my daughter was like, I met this boy online and he's going to fly out, I'd be like, this is not happening.
I stayed the first night there with her family as kind of like a check of like, okay, he's not like a 45-year-old man, number one. It's really a strong check. And number two, he's not a creep. So a second
check.
Enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the crazy story of how I began my love affair with California. We had a great time. She's been my best friend ever since. She now lives in Dallas. And she's a listener to the podcast. I was telling her that she's going to be shouted out on this. But I just fell in love with California. Like, I again, this was like that reinforcing this idea growing up in Austin. It was like, yeah, Austin, again, cool city looking back. But at the time, it just never resonated with me. And I just had this itch to leave. And California, you know, this song in particular, I think, is kind of fun because he's actually singing about Joni Mitchell, I believe is who he's singing about. But there's this line near the end where he says, you know, ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. And I think, you know, through the song, he's talking about this, like, he's describing this, like, perfect woman that exists out in California, and then it turns out she doesn't exist. And so I think it's kind of like this metaphor for this idea that a lot of people move somewhere, and I think a lot of people move to California, especially with this idea that it was like this perfect place and all their answers to the problems were going to be there. But then not so much. Like, there is no perfect place. Every place has trouble. So, so that's why I picked this song, because, yeah, I just fell in love with California. One of the greatest compliments anyone has ever paid me was when I was there visiting years later, and I mentioned that I actually grew up in Texas, and they were like, no, no way. I thought, like, there's no way you grew up in Texas. I thought you were from California.
Well, wait a second. Why is that a compliment? Okay. I grew up in Texas too. I mean, what is.
Well, it's fine. We can talk about that later.
All right. Okay. Let's move on. Okay. Track 4, Chicago by Sufjan Stevens.
Yes.
This is off his concept album, and I love the title of this album, Come On Feel the Illinois.
Yes. Oh, my God. I really wish he went through with all the 50 states. I think he only did 2 and was like, yeah, that's enough. I mean, I get it. I frequently start something and I'm like 5% in, and I'm like, I'm kind of tired of this.
In his defense, that's a lot of albums.
It's
a lot of concept albums to do.
Yes. Yeah. So this is actually, it's funny. I was listening to this. I put this on because, again, I took a trip to Chicago at some point, and that was the city that made me realize that I want to live in a walking city. And Chicago, and I visited during a beautiful time. It was a July 4th weekend. So I understand it's a walking city in the summertime, yes. Maybe not so much in the winter.
They tricked you. They tricked
you. They did trick me, yeah. But I fell in love. I mean, it's such a beautiful, amazing city. This song is such a beautiful song. When I was listening to it, I was like, oh my God, I should have put this on my desert island mix because I just love it so much. I have listened to this song a trillion times and I never get tired of it. Just a gorgeous song. So that's why this was track four.
Yeah, it's a great song. I love the kind of back and forth he gets into with the chorus, like as the song goes on, and he's just repeating, I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's so funny because I have a really strong memory of listening to this song in college, and it would sometimes come on right, you know, as I'm walking to the bus, right after I'd taken a test. And that chorus comes on, I made a lot of mistakes, and it would hit real hard.
I think everyone could relate to that.
Yeah,
right?
It's really
just
painful.
Directly after a test. I always tell people, I used to hate it in school when people were right after a test would be like, what'd you put for number 15?
Oh my gosh.
And
yeah.
I'd be like, I don't know, A? It's not A. And I'd be like, man.
Yes, the undermining of people's confidence after a test is a great American pastime.
And it's not like that person had the answer key, right?
Of course.
It was just, they were just belittling your answer. Right, even though they could have gotten them all wrong, too. You never
exactly.
know. Exactly. All right, track five. We finally get to New York City, your current place of residence. It's an open letter to NYC by the Beastie Boys.
Yes. Lyrics are very self-explanatory. It's just like a love letter to the city. I ended up in New York because, you know, unlike Austin, which just exploded with people, I wanted to go somewhere really isolated and away from crowds.
Yeah, Austin was not getting crowded enough quickly enough.
Right.
So you moved to New York City.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
That makes
it's
sense.
It's just, you know, it's like a little island off the coast of America. It is. It's
it
a
is.
Hidden gem, let me tell you. No one knows about this city. I love New York City. I truly find, like, or I have found that I found a home here, which is just like a magical feeling. If you've ever, I hope that for all our listeners, if you live somewhere and you find it as your home, that's really what it's all about. And so for me, that I found that in New York City. And so I love this song by the Beastie Boys. Great song by them. Lyrics are great. You know, it's all about New York and just like everything in there that just makes it so crazy and unique. And it's a melting pot and it's chaotic. And, you know, one of my favorite lines here is, we come together on the subway cars, diversity unified, whoever you are. And then he goes on to say, we're doing fine on the 1 and 9 line. On the L, we're doing swell. But I do take fault with that because the L line is garbage. So I don't know that anyone's doing swell on the L. But
okay. I can't comment on that. I'm not as familiar with the L. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know the New York City subway system that well. But right. I will agree with you. They do a great job in the song, just the writing of hitting seemingly every part of New York City.
Yes.
And then even every ethnicity, right? They kind of give a shout out to just about everybody, every part of the city. And yeah, it's just, it's really well done.
I love it. I mean, one of my moments whenever I first moved here that really stuck with me as to why I love the city so much is I walked to pick up groceries, and literally on that trip from my apartment to the grocery store and back, I heard, I think, 7 or 8 languages, none of them English, being spoken on the streets.
Wow.
And I just thought, like, that was so cool. Like, where else do you find that really in the world? Like, so it was really, really exciting, and I love it.
Well, now track six, New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. By LCD Sound System. So maybe, Sammer, it's not all positive.
Right. Well, and so I think, that, again, that's the magic of the city. And I love this song because he really sums it up. It's like, I think everyone reaches a point when you've been here long enough that you still love it, but you're also like so tired of it, but you'll never leave it. It's just like being in a complicated relationship. Very recently, my girlfriend and I were walking around, and you know, we were commenting, you know, during the pandemic, the streets were just, you know, ghost towns, right? Like, you have very few people. And it just had this really strange feel to it. And now, you know, thankfully, like, our vaccination rates are really high and everyone's going back out, and the city just exploded with people. And so we had probably like 30 seconds of joy at that, followed by then just like, so far, every single minute of just really hating people again. And kind of being like, everyone go back home, you know, like,
Yeah, that is one of the funny things during the pandemic is we're all like, guys, we're all in this together. We're not that different. Okay, we all have a common goal. And now that we're all back at it, it's just like, I cannot stand when people smack their lips when they're chewing. Okay, if I have to hear one more person, you know, we just want to be isolated again.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that this song is just so perfect for that because, you know, I love you, but you're bringing me down.
Now, the line that stuck out to me, I wrote down, was your mild billionaire mayor is now convinced he's a king.
Yes. Yeah. Written during Bloomberg mayoral years. Yeah. Perfect. I love that line.
No, that was great. Well, that was a great 6-song journey through your life there, Sam. We're a lot of great American cities covered there.
Yes, thank you. It was a lot of fun to put together. I highly recommend actually our listeners think about putting together like a similar journey because I think you'll have a lot more fun than you realize. So now let's switch gears and let's get into your road trip journey across the U.S. You kick us off with Nothing But Time by Jackson Browne.
Yeah, so I've made reference to living in Maine before. When I lived up there, I was coaching basketball at a small college, Colby College in Waterville, Maine. Shout out to the Mules. Okay. And so I would drive from Texas to Maine because I'd have like a month or month and a half off every year, like during the summer. And so I would just drive back to Dallas across the country. And so it was really cool because I would do this by myself and just visit people along the way and visit different cities. And, you know, Nothing But Time by Jackson Browne, the opening line is driving out of Portland, Maine. And, yeah, that's where the journey would start. So it would head out. And this comes off the Running on Empty album. And that album, if you've never listened to it before, it's a great album. Everyone knows, I think Running on Empty is probably the most popular song off that album. Nothing But Time is up there. The Loadout is another one. But they're all songs associated with, you know, Jackson Browne's just kind of weary of being on the road. And, you know, he's got a few songs in this album just hit upon that. And Nothing But Time is one of those songs. But, you know, he starts off in Portland, Maine. They're heading down to New Jersey in this song. But, you know, anybody who's ever spent a lot of time on the road can definitely relate to a song like this or a couple of the other songs on this album. So definitely worth checking out. But that's where the journey would start, just driving out of Portland, Maine, heading south.
I love it. No, it has such a great, it's funny because the lyrics do kind of talk about how exhausting it is, but at the same time, listening to it, you want to be in a car driving. Like, it just is perfect for a road trip mix. It's just got like a really light feel to it. I really like it. It was a great, great opener. And then you take us to Massachusetts by the Bee Gees.
Yeah, so whenever I would get a chance to leave the state of Maine, not that I want to leave the state of Maine all the time, but it does get really cold. And even just going down to Massachusetts would feel like a vacation, right?
Right.
And so you head south, and the first big state you hit, you get to Massachusetts, and you get to Boston. But the reason I want to include this song is also because a lot of people just know the big disco hits by the Bee Gees. Mm-hmm. And when the HBO documentary came out last year on the Bee Gees, watching that, this song just stuck out. Now, this was their first number one hit in the UK, and it was number one in like a dozen other countries. It, I think, almost hit the top 10 here in the US, but it's kind of an underrated song now. A lot of people, when you mention the Bee Gees, only think about, you know, disco songs. And instead, I just wanted to highlight not just the stop in Massachusetts on my road trip that I would normally make, but also just a great song by the Bee Gees.
Yeah, I loved that that documentary, and I think we've mentioned it before here. But this song, whenever they started singing it in there, and it just blew my mind because, like you just said, I only ever thought they did, you know, Staying Alive and the Saturday Night Fever work, but this is like such a pretty song. They have kind of like a Beatles vibe in their early years. Like it's so good. The thing that really made me laugh about this, so apparently they didn't write the song for themselves. They tried to sell it. No one wanted to buy it. So then they just sung it. And so there's these lines that says, you know, the lights all went down in Massachusetts, and Massachusetts is one place I have seen. But apparently none of them had ever been to Massachusetts.
That's right.
Yeah. So I don't know whether to be inspired by this. It's like, you know what? Even if you've not been there, write a hit song about it. Yeah.
Well, apparently, you know, the genesis of this song, there were a lot of, you know, it was written in 1967. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the songs at the time were about flower power in San Francisco. And I'm going to San Francisco. And so they kind of wanted to write something that was contrasting that spirit, because they were in San Francisco at the time, but they kind of were growing tired of it. And I guess sort of the opposite of that, they thought, at least geographically, would be on the other side of the country, which would That's be great. Massachusetts. But yes, it is funny that they had not actually been to the state.
I love that.
And it's not something easily rhymable either.
Right.
So
yes.
It's not like, oh, what's something we could just play with? Let's pick Massachusetts, you know?
Yeah, they really challenged themselves there. All right. So now we go a little further south, and we hit New York with New York State of Mind by Billy Joel. Fantastic
yes.
song.
Yes, fantastic song. I feel like it really sounds like New York. Maybe not every part of New York, but mm-hmm. I feel like this and Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z, like
oh
both really do a
yes.
great job of embodying New York.
Yeah.
And I love visiting New York. I love visiting all these cities. But as we'll get to, you know, there's only one place I'll call home. But yeah, New York, I mean, I used to love getting down there. I probably went 3 years in a row. I would go down to the Big East tournament, which was at Madison Square Garden. And it would just be like 4 or 5 days there, just in Madison Square Garden, watching basketball all day and just being in that area of the city. So yeah, I used to just love going down there at least once a year, but certainly on these road trips, always stopping in there and visiting New York, just an amazing city, which Sam has already covered. So I'm not going to belabor that point.
Listen, I can do an entire mix about New York City. No one would get tired of it. The one line that I really like here is, you know, I'm just taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line because I'm in a New York state of mind. And it just, like, that reminded me of a recent time that I had whenever we took a day trip out and then we were all on a bus coming back into the city. And when you're on the Hudson Parkway, there's, like, this bend that you take and then all of a sudden, like, you can see the skyline in front of you. And it really is just kind of like a magical place to see. Like if you've never been to New York, I highly recommend checking it out. Stay away from Midtown as best you can. I know that's where that's where you're gonna want to book a place, but escape the gravity well if you can, because there's
now,
so many other good things.
How far in advance should I make a reservation at the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company? Do you know a guy? Like, can I, like, do you know a guy that
yeah,
can get
I can,
me in there?
I can hook you up. I can hook
okay.
you up, for sure.
All right, great.
That and TGI Fridays. I mean,
yeah, it's good to have an in. I guess that's the lesson for
exactly.
the listeners out there.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, cool. So we now travel south again, and we land up in Graceland with, Graceland by Paul Simon.
Yeah, so it was always funny on these road trips I would take, because once I crossed the state line into Tennessee, you know, that was kind of, you know, in my mind, I'm now in the South. And
right.
it was amazing because, and this isn't a knock on people who live north of Tennessee, but people in the South are just friendlier, okay? Like, it's not, you know, there's nobody, you know, grotesquely impolite in the North, right? But I'm just saying, there's a lot more smiles, a lot more, hey, how you doing?
Sure,
you know,
yes.
in the South. That's my point. And so I'd really, this border into Tennessee would always be kind of the dividing line. But including Graceland here, I just think it's a great song, and it's also a great driving song. Like, just the beat that goes through this song, I feel like if you're in the car, it's just the perfect song to drive to, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this song. I agree. It has a really nice thing, a really nice beat to it. The thing that made me laugh was, again, looking at the lyrics about the human trampoline
mm-hmm.
line.
Yeah.
And so he apparently finally explained what that was, and essentially he just thought it was a funny phrase. Like, it doesn't... I'm sure all these people spent years trying to pull it apart and comment on it. And he was like, no, he was just apparently walking past the Museum of Natural History. And it's not related to anybody or anything. It just struck me as funny. That's what he says. So that's great.
Well, the line is, there's a girl in New York City who calls herself the human trampoline. And so really, you could use your imagination as to what that might mean.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Definitely has like a strong connotation there. But apparently he just thought it was funny. So... I love that. Great song. Also to comment on people being nicer in the South,
mm-hmm.
or at least more cordial,
yeah.
let's
sure.
say. Whenever I would visit my parents and we'd be like walking around or shopping or something years ago, I had, you know, already been in New York for some time, and someone came up just in a store to ask if I needed any help. And I immediately felt like I wanted to like grab my keys in self-defense. You know, I was like, whoa, What? Why are you talking to me?
Well, see, there you go.
Step away.
There you go.
All right. Track 11, rounding out the last two songs here. We've got Mississippi by Sheryl Crow.
Yeah. So I want to shout out former guest Tyler Jenke, okay, editor, Rolling Stone Australia. You know, he talked about in his mix having an obscure cover song on a mix was kind of a favorite go-to.
Right.
And he and I kind of had that in common. And this is an obscure cover song because this is originally a Bob Dylan song that Sheryl Crow put out on one of her albums. His version is very, it's a little slower. I really like this one, this version better, but I love the lyrics. And obviously those are Bob Dylan's lyrics. But yeah, just a really, I mean, it's kind of a catchy, fun song. Again, I think great to drive to. Mm-hmm. But also just a lot of fun, you know, lyrics throughout about, you know, this person who, I don't know, seems to be really going through some ups and downs. And,
right.
You know, the sort of central theme is that, you know, there's only one thing I did wrong. I stayed in Mississippi a day too long.
For some reason, that reminded me of this, like, common cliche phrase of like, oh, I stayed a month there one night, you know, like it just seems, I don't know if that's what they're if that's what they're suggesting, but that's what I immediately thought of when I hear a lyric like that. Is like, yeah, I probably would feel like I stayed in Mississippi a day too long if I was there even a day. But
it also, yeah, it's also funny to think about how just, yeah, did you really stay just one day too long? And that's
right.
What made all the difference in your life. And, you know, I'm sure we've all had moments like that where maybe you get out at the right time and it makes all the difference.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. No, it was a lovely song. I've not been, I'm sure it's a lovely state. I don't want to knock Mississippi here. I'm going to be canceled by that state. I will have to book a conciliatory trip now and talk about how much I love it. Anyway, track 12. Track 12. We round out with a Pat Green song called Songs About Texas.
Yeah, so Pat Green has a few songs about his love of the state of Texas. Okay, so he's got one called Texas On My Mind. He's got one called I Like Texas. But this is the one I included on here, Songs About Texas. And as I said earlier, I love New York City. I loved seeing, you know, this whole country. And I've done a trip over the West Coast as well, you know, on the road. And, you know, I love this country, but there's only one place I'll call home, and that's Texas. And one of the things that I love about this song is it gets a shout out to Jerry Jeff Walker, who's another legendary Texas country singer. And interestingly enough, when I was on my interview at Colby College, for this job, and I was speaking to the men's basketball coach there, a longtime men's basketball coach there, Dick Whitmore. He had a signed picture of Jerry Jeff Walker in his office. And I remember thinking, like, that was a sign, you know, like, mm-hmm. Okay, I should definitely take this job because there's this Texas connection here.
I love that.
But yeah, so ending my journey, my road trip from Maine back down to Texas, I had to include Songs About Texas and get a shout out there to Jerry Jeff Walker.
That's great. The lines that I love here that, again, I feel like if you grew up in Texas, you'd really understand this, but someday I hope to walk along Heaven Street and I'll be looking for my taco meat.
That's which, right.
I just love that because I don't know anyone that I grew up with, especially those that left Texas, who don't constantly search for good tacos. And it's like, it's just really hard to find outside of that state. They've just kind of perfected taco stands there, I think.
That's all I would do when I would come back to Texas after being in Maine and in the Northeast, because you'd go down to Massachusetts or even New York City and people would be like, yeah, let me take you to this place. This place is pretty good. And there's some pretty good places there. But then you come back to Texas and yeah, all you want to do is,
there's no comparison.
Right.
Yeah, I totally agree. So I loved that. No, it was a really nice song. Good way to round out the mix. Well, this was great. What a fun journey.
Yeah, and like Samer said, we would challenge you to think about, you know, road trips you've taken and different places you've been, and maybe try to put together your own mix of states. You know, maybe share that with us on social media.
Exactly. Yeah, we'd love to see it.
And our social media, by the way, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Super Awesome Mix. So find us there, follow us. Also subscribe to the app, leave us a review if you're loving what you're hearing. And Samer, we've also got our merch store going, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we feature a whole bunch of different merchandise with either Super Awesome Mix logo, the beautiful cassette that was designed by our amazing designer, Megan. We've also got some fun tote bags that say, I made you a mixtape, which are really cool and have our tri-band colors on it. I'm obsessed. I keep buying stuff for myself because I like it so much. And we're seeing that people are really enjoying the merch. So definitely check that out and help support the show. Help us keep going with this.
Yeah. And also check out on our website, like we said a couple weeks ago, you know, we've got that link now where you could reach out and we'll help you make a mix. You know, so if you like what you're hearing here and you want to work with us, definitely reach out and we'll put together something for you. And in the meantime, we've got some exciting guests coming on the show here in a couple weeks. So keep listening, keep sharing the show. And for Sammer, this is Matt, and we'll talk to you soon with another super awesome mix. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.